This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cardiology, Nutrition, and Fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Cynthia Fike, a board-certified Harvard-trained cardiologist and founder of Revitalize You, a wellness center focused on health, nutrition, fitness, and detoxification. Dr. Cynthia is the author of Your Vibrant Heart, Restoring Health, Strength, and Spirit for the Body's Core. Through her cardiology practice and wellness center, she has helped thousands of clients make transformational changes in their health by changing the way they think, act, and feel. Dr. Fike, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
And obviously, the pleasure is certainly ours. Now, why is a healthy heart key to one's overall sense of well-being?
Well, you know, the heart is really the key to health and well-being. Its very function is necessary for life, right? It represents the essence of life. And yet so many people fail to recognize this as a gift and take it for granted. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death among men and women in the United States, despite the fact that it's both preventable and controllable. I like to tell my clients that it takes more than a good diet and exercise to achieve and retain heart health. It really requires a balance that involves not only the physical heart, but the emotional and spiritual heart as well. In order to keep the heart at its optimal strength, we need to be mindful about our state of mind, our thought processes, our spiritual connection to the universe. Being aware of those things makes us brings an inner sense of peace and calmness that is also vitally important to a sense of well-being.
Now, with that being said, what are the risk factors for heart disease and what are the warning signs individuals should be looking for and what preventative steps do you recommend?
Yeah, the major five risk factors for heart disease are hypertension or elevated blood pressure, diabetes or elevated blood sugars, high cholesterol, a family history of heart disease, and smoking. Closely related to that are obesity, which is on the rampage by now. We're talking 30 to 40% of the adult population are dealing with being overweight or obese, metabolic syndrome that comes along with obesity and sleep apnea. Obesity is directly linked to many chronic diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, inflammatory disease. And so these are all factors that need to be looked at carefully. In terms of warning signs and symptoms of heart disease, the most common is what we call the Levine sign, that pressure across the chest, the elephant or dog sitting on your chest, shortness of breath, feeling winded, palpitation, dizziness, feeling nausea. Women can present with atypical symptoms, and that can include back pain, shoulder pain, upper abdominal pain, fatigue, nausea. And so I like to tell all my patients, no matter what symptoms you're presenting with, take a look at your risk factors. And if you are somebody who is at high or moderate risk, seek attention. Go see your primary physician. Go see your cardiologist. Let the profession decide whether there's something that needs to be looked at further. In terms of being preventive, I always encourage all my patients to be proactive, to be aware of the risk factors and the symptoms and warning signs. You want to make sure your heart rate, your pulse, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, cholesterol are all in the appropriate range. You want to be mindful of your weight. You want to make sure you're doing the appropriate things in terms of looking at your nutrition, your exercise, engaging in good habits, refraining from bad habits such as smoking, excessive alcohol, caffeine. You want to regularly think about detoxifying your body and not adding extra toxins into your body.
Your book, Your Vibrant Heart, advocates a whole life approach when it comes to heart health. What does that mean?
Well, to have a balanced health, you really need to be taking a look at your total health and your total life. And there are really four dominant domains in our life that needs to be in harmony and blended together. And they are really our health, our relationships, our life work or purpose, and our time, money, freedom. And there needs to be a balance and harmony of all four domains for us to really resonate health. I like to tell my clients that you can't truly have health without having health, happiness and peace, especially as it relates to your relationship and your life's work. And if someone is unhappy in their, you know, in love or in family or relationship, or they're unhappy in their work, then they can't truly resonate health. And so it's really important to take a look at your life in general and look at all the stressors that are in your life. Identify the gap between where you truly want to be versus where you are now in order to identify the action steps that would be necessary for you to manifest health. It's important to have clarity in your life's vision, your life purpose. And so that's what I mean by having a whole life approach. It really is taking a look at the whole life and making sure your life itself is balanced in order for you to have true health.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Cynthia Thike, a board-certified Harvard-trained cardiologist and founder of Revitalize You, a wellness center focused on health, nutrition, fitness, and detoxification, here on the Cardiology, Nutrition, and Fitness channels, a part of the Health Radio Network. Now, Dr. Thike, your medical practice embraces both Eastern and Western philosophies. What led you down this holistic path, and how has it better served you and your patients?
Well, I've been practicing cardiology for 20 years, and I have to admit, for a better part of my career, I function as most physicians do. We deal mostly with disease. We deal with patients coming in with symptoms, disease processes. We evaluate, and then we send them on their way. And much of, at least my medical training, did not really focus on wellness. I opened up a wellness center a couple years ago, Revitalize You, to offer a more comprehensive approach. And within really a very short time frame, I was amassing great success in my clients. We have currently over 10,000 pounds of weight loss, and we've really been able to orchestrate and manage and coach our clients through this. And I came to recognize that by taking a much more holistic, integrative approach to health, I was really able to orchestrate more change, more positive benefit to my patients than I had in the preceding 20 years. It's easy enough to write a script, but I always tell my patients the medications are not going to, they might lower your blood pressure, they might lower your cholesterol, but they're not going to treat your underlying condition. And I very much believe in self-directed care. I think that the true potential of healing resides in the individual. And so I've taken a much more holistic, integrative approach, nutrition, fitness, but I also talk to my patients about meditation, yoga, and tapping, and all the more holistic practices that really goes back to that whole life approach that I talk about, and trying to tend to the mental, emotional, and spiritual heart, as well as the physical heart.
You also talk about the importance of a mind-body connection. How do our thoughts and emotions influence our physical health, and what are some of the mind-body methods that help people to achieve their goals, health, and otherwise?
What is very important for people to understand is that every thought, every emotion leads to almost an instantaneous cascade of hundreds, if not thousands, of neurotransmitters, neurohormones, peptides, inflammatory markers, and cytokines. Some of the commonly recognized agents are substances such as serotonin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, cortisol, C-reactive protein. But there's many others that have yet to be identified. These neurotransmitters can either have a positive or negative effect on the body and the heart. And so depending on whether your thoughts and emotions are resonating positive vibrational energy versus negative vibrational energy, those will have direct effect within our body. So as far as some of the methods that I like to recommend for my patients when I talk about really practicing, you know, and being aware of the mind-body connection, obviously, there are the physical aspects. You want to have appropriate nutrition. You want to be well aware of what you're choosing to put into your mouth. You want to try and get shift more towards a plant-based diet as much as possible and avoid meat, dairy. You want to be aware of your fitness, having both aerobic and anaerobic exercise. You want to be mindful about detoxification. So that's one broad category, is physical. The other broad category is mental. I always try and coach my clients to that they need a mindful practice. They need to be acutely aware of noticing what they're noticing. So you want to be noticing what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what you're doing. And when you practice and start having a mindful practice, greater clarity will come to you. And then the third broad category is spiritual. And so I always encourage people to develop a spiritual practice, whether it's meditation, yoga, tai chi, qigong, tapping. I think it's really important to connect with that inner guide, that inner spirit within you, because ultimately you know what needs to happen. Your body does, your mind does, your spirit does, and it will guide you. The problem that I see with a lot of my clients is that the body speaks to us, but we don't listen, and it speaks louder, and we don't listen. And ultimately, the heart attack or the stroke or the cancer is the body screaming out to you that it needs help. And so really developing that practice of listening to your inner guide, listening to your own body talk to you, is really important to health.
And lastly, what are some roadblocks on the path to health and wellness, and how can people overcome these obstacles?
Again, because I'm so big on how people think as it affects their health. The major obstacle I see with people, the roadblock to true health and well-being, is that lack of belief, lack of self-trust, self-love, self-worth. Instead, there's too much focus on self-doubt, self-judgment. There's too much fear-based, anxiety-driven thinking pattern that often limits success or oftentimes leads to outright failure. So in terms of how people can overcome these obstacles, the simple action steps that I like to tell patients is really focus on having positive vibrational thoughts and emotion. Lean into gratitude and appreciation, love, laughter, joy. Make your body and your mind resonate with positive vibration. Number two is stay present and mindful to the moment. Notice what you're noticing. Pay attention to your thoughts, your emotion, and your action. Make sure, again, that it is aligned with your core belief, and that is a positive vibration. Number three, have a vision. So many of us will spend countless amount of hours planning our vacation, deciding where we're going to go for dinner, but we don't put enough thought and effort into creating our health, having a vision of the health and the life that we would want to live. And I think it's really important to have that vision, because unless you have a clear vision, you're wandering around aimlessly. Number four is to take small, actionable steps. Sometimes when we think about making a large commitment, like I'm going to develop a plant-based diet or I'm going to start exercising 5 days a week, the sheer magnitude of it keeps us stuck in inaction. And so I tell patients, take small concrete steps. A 1 degree shift in your thinking pattern and your action will, in 60 or 90 days, lead to a completely new trajectory in your life. And so the key is to take that action and to not backslide. And the last actionable step that I like to tell you listeners is to really clean out the cobwebs and rid yourself of all those negative thinking patterns, those limiting beliefs that are holding us back. Because truly, I think that's the biggest obstacle I see in people, that lack of belief or self-trust.
Certainly good information. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information and to also be in potential contact with you there.
Yeah, I have two websites that I'll refer them to, and all of our contact information are listed on there. One is drcynthia.com, just drcynthia.com. And the other website is my book website, yourvibrantheart.com.
Very good. I certainly appreciate your joining us today. We've been speaking with Dr. Cynthia Thike, a board-certified Harvard-trained cardiologist and founder of Revitalize You Wellness Center, as well as the author of Your Vibrant Heart, Restoring Health, Strength, and Spirit for the Body's Core. Through her cardiology practice and wellness center, she has helped thousands of clients make transformational changes in their health by changing the way they think, act, and feel. And the websites of reference, once again, is drcynthia.com as well as yourvibrantheart.com. Dr. Thike, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cardiology, Nutrition, and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.